I will not be before you long in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
But we do give honor to our pastor, the Reverend Dr. E. Jean Brockington. I thank God for everybody who is here tonight. But I'm even more excited about the Holy Spirit that's going to do something great in this place if we just pull on that anointing in the name of Jesus. So the first word, the first saying of Jesus, because somebody's timing me, so I got to be on time in the name of Jesus. The first word of the Lord God comes from Luke chapter 23, verse 34. You do not have to stand because this will not be long in the name of Jesus. The word of the Lord says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. Father, thank you right now for your word. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, God. Thank you that whatever you have ordained for this word to do, God, that it is already accomplished in the name of Jesus. Amen. So that first saying, I'm going to give you some more scriptures to support this because the message is really about forgiveness. Amen. It's just about forgiveness in the name of Jesus. So I searched and I found in Matthew 18, 21, 22, that says, Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother who sins against me? Up to seven times? He said, nah, I'll tell you, not just seven times, but 70 times seven in the name of Jesus. Then in Matthew 18, 15, the word says, If your brother sins against you, go and confront him privately. If he listens to you, you have won your brother over in the name of Jesus. Then in Luke chapter 17, verse 3 through 4 says, Take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you seven times in a day and seven times returns and says, I repent, you must forgive him in the name of Jesus. So the word is pretty clear on what we as the children of God are expected to do when we are offended, hurt, abused, or disappointed by those we know, those we don't know, and even ourselves in the name of Jesus. So Jesus sets a perfect example for us as he pleads with his father, our daddy, that his first thought was for forgiveness when he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. Hey, so I pondered for a moment, because the Lord lets me ponder from time to time. What if forgiveness had a voice on that day? What would she have said? Her message may have gone a little something like this. I am unforgiveness. My existence cannot be counted in years because it spans beyond what any man can comprehend. I was there when Cain killed Abel. I was there when Joseph was thrown into the pit and sold into slavery. I was there when Judas hung himself on a tree. And I was there when Peter denied Christ three times just before that cop crowed. And I am alive and well today in the name of Jesus. So it says, my children bear much fruit and they multiply their bitterness, resentment, and anger upon those who willingly choose to obey, to disobey the word of God. We can be instrumental in war, hate, racism, discrimination, uprising, civil unrest, victimization, and every other offense known to man. Hey, my womb is an incubator for your destruction. I will help you to destroy your relationships, your hopes, your dreams, your desires, your future, and your purpose until nothing remains but emptiness and me. Your pain is my gain. I am yours and you are mine. Some people would say that you are to forgive and forget. I will never let you forgive your offender. And I will keep your offenses alive in your heart so that you will never forget. I will keep you in disobedience to the word of God. Now come, let us forget the nonsense of forgiveness that Jesus proclaimed that day he died. We have much work to do and little time to do it in the name of Jesus. Who needs forgiveness anyway when you've got me in Jesus' name? So Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Children of God, today is a good day to forgive and be free. Today is a good day to forgive and be made whole. Today is a good day to take back what the enemy has stolen. Today is a good day to simply obey the word of God. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.